Welcome to episode 889 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Micah, a rich tapestry woven with themes of judgment, mercy, and redemption, offers a profound exploration of divine faithfulness juxtaposed against human responsibility. Through the voice of Micah, we encounter a God who is unwaveringly just, yet boundlessly merciful. A God who calls his people not only to witness his faithfulness, but to live lives that reflect this foundational attribute through genuine repentance and adherence to his statutes. Micah prophesied during a tumultuous period for both the kingdom of Judah and the broader Near Eastern region. In his time, the people of Judah faced threats from external enemies and internal decay, much of it spiritual. The book of Micah reflects these challenges, exposing the injustices of his society, from corrupt leaders to exploitative practices against the poor. Micah opens with a portrayal of God's majesty and sovereignty. As a prophet, Micah's task was to remind Israel and Judah of their place under God's dominion, emphasizing that God's covenant with them was still active despite their disobedience. Throughout the book, Micah assures the people of God's unwavering commitment to his promises. This is vividly depicted in Micah 7:20, where God reaffirms his promise to Abraham and Jacob to show mercy to their descendants. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. This divine faithfulness is not merely about God keeping his promises, it is about his consistent character. God is love, justice, and mercy. Despite the faithlessness of his people, God's nature remains unchanged. Micah 2 verse 7, "Should this be said, O house of Jacob? Has the Lord grown impatient? Are these his deeds? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly?" In this verse, the prophet rhetorically asks if the Spirit of the Lord is restricted or if he does evil. The implied answer is a resounding no. God's actions are always just and his mercies are abundant. Consider your own view of God's faithfulness. How does understanding God as consistently merciful and just change the way you face your daily struggles and sins? Spend a few moments reflecting on the areas of your life where you need to trust in God's faithfulness more deeply. The counterpart to divine faithfulness in Micah's message is human responsibility. Micah does not mince words when calling out the moral decay in urban centers like Samaria and Jerusalem. The leaders, priests, and prophets are corrupt. They exploit the poor and pervert justice for personal gain. In this context, Micah's call to repentance is both a plea and a command. Return to the Lord. Remember your part in the covenant. Micah 6 verse 8 crystallizes what God requires of his people: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This verse is not just about avoiding wrongdoing. It is a proactive command to live in a way that upholds justice, seeks kindness, and embodies humility in relation to God's sovereignty. It is not merely about adhering to religious rites, but involves active engagement in justice, expressions of kindness, and a humble walk with God. Consider the pious Christian who steps over a homeless man in need of help on his way to church, or the church member who tells another whose house was destroyed in a fire, "I'll pray for you," and that's it. These requirements go beyond external acts. They reflect hearts aligned with God's will. Doing justice means advocating for fairness and equity in our communities. Loving kindness, or mercy, involves showing compassion and forgiveness, like we receive such from God. Walking humbly with God implies recognizing our dependence on him, seeking his guidance in all areas of life, submitting to his sovereign will. How are you living this in your own life? Are there areas where you struggle with injustice, lack of mercy, or pride? Ask God to show where your life might need realignment according to his will. A vital aspect of divine faithfulness Micah emphasizes is God's fidelity to his word, including his warnings of judgment. Micah prophesies the destruction of Samaria and Jerusalem as direct consequences of their sins. These prophecies were fulfilled, demonstrating God's warnings are not idle threats. The fulfillment of these judgments testifies to God's integrity. He does what he says he will do, maintaining the order of his created universe and righteousness of his kingdom. Yet the final picture Micah offers is not of despair, but hope. Micah speaks of a time when God will gather a remnant, shepherd his people, and establish peace. Micah 4 verses 6 to 7. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away and those whom I have afflicted. And the lame I will make the remnant, and those who were cast off, a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and forevermore. And again, in Micah 5 verses 4 and 5, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our palaces, then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men. This restoration is also part of God's faithfulness. He preserves a remnant, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. After the pattern of the prophets, Micah blended near and distant ages in his prophecy. The threat of the Assyrian would come against both kingdoms shortly, but Micah also used the idea of the Assyrian for any pagan nation or empire set against God's people. We will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men. Though the enemies of God's people would come against them, under God's blessing, leaders will raise against them mighty men. God often works this way to deliver us from our enemies. In what ways have you experienced God's corrective judgment in your life? How did it lead to restoration or a deeper understanding of his mercy? Reflect on how divine discipline has helped mold you into a person who better reflects God's character. Christians are grafted into this covenant relationship, not by birthright but through faith in Christ, who fulfills the law and the prophets. Thus, Micah's exhortations become a directive for all believers to reflect the character of God through just actions, compassionate living, and humble devotion, serving as tangible expressions of our covenant with God in a way that honors him and promotes his kingdom values in the world. This holistic approach to faithfulness ensures that the spirit of the law, the moral and ethical dimensions of God's commandments, is lived out in practical, everyday interactions, bridging the gap between ancient text and contemporary application. Living out our covenant responsibility means taking actionable steps to embody the principles that Micah outlined. Micah does not shy away from discussing the consequences of Israel's disobedience. Throughout the book, he outlines the inevitable judgment that comes from ignoring God's commands and pursuing injustice. Micah 2 verse 1 to 2 condemns those who devise wickedness and work evil on their beds. Yet even as he proclaims judgment, Micah also offers hope. He foretells a time of restoration and peace, particularly in Micah 4 verses 3 and 4, where nations will turn their swords into plowshares and none shall make them afraid. This dual message of judgment and hope serves to remind us that our actions have consequences, yet God's ultimate desire is for restoration and reconciliation. He disciplines those he loves, aiming to bring them back into a right relationship with him. We are called to live responsibly under God's covenant, embracing justice, mercy, and humility. God's faithfulness is a constant in the flux of human history, a beacon of hope and a foundation of our faith. May we strive each day to reflect his character in all that we do, remembering that through our covenant relationship, we are not only recipients of his love, but also bearers of his light in this world. Father, thank you for the enduring lessons from the book of Micah. May these words dwell in our hearts and manifest in our lives as we seek to fulfill our responsibilities under your covenant. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.